only one candidate in Nashville's race for mayor would continue this streak. The last three mayors didn't grow up here. Neither did Megan Berry. Her path started in Kansas, then trekked through Colorado with a stint in London before arriving in Nashville. She doesn't play up that she's not a native, but she does say coming from the outside helps her identify with the masses moving here now. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Megan Berry remembers the moment she felt like a Nashvillian. That's when she figured out how to pronounce the street named after an early settler. You know the one.
I said Demon Bruin for a long time. And finally I'm like, oh, wait, it's Demombrian. Yeah.
Pronouncing Demombrian has long separated the natives from the newbies. In her stump speech and web videos, Berry always talks about how she got to Nashville.
I came to go to Vanderbilt to get my MBA, and I was going to stay 18 months.
She usually leaves out that she was an elementary school teacher before that. She planned to get her business degree and follow where that led, but she found a job here and grew to love the city. Other candidates talk about how many generations their families have been here.
I think I'm the one who had the great fortune to choose to live here.
It took time for her activism to kick in. Her first foray was in creating a historic overlay for her neighborhood off Belmont Boulevard. Then she joined the effort to keep historic Aiken Elementary from being bulldozed. Some friends talked her into running for Metro Council in 2007. She's held that seat for two terms. She's been outspoken about gay rights and abortion rights.
Because I didn't intend to stay, it took me a little while to say, oh, actually, I am going to stay here, and so I'm going to put my roots down, and I'm going to reach out, I'm going to get involved. And I think where I go out and talk to people, and I see that energy, because so many people are choosing to come here and staying here, and that makes a huge difference because they want to be involved.
Berry suspects people relocating to Nashville these days will create a new class of activists who won't wait as long as she did. One such newcomer has even joined the Berry campaign. Actress Connie Britton headlined a campaign fundraiser. The star of the TV show Nashville described how she would run into Berry at various events for liberal causes.
I was like, who's this ballsy woman? This is somebody I gotta get to know. And
the room was full of fresh faces. Berry says she enjoys rubbing elbows with newcomers. She can identify with them, even though she's now been here for 25 years.
The one thing that I actually find is very interesting is the conversations from people who aren't from here is around public education. And that's when you have a lot of folks who've moved from places where public education is really great, and they come here and they are surprised that people don't send their kids as much to public schools.
The number of kids in private schools is only a little higher than the national average of 10%, but they are seen as the preferred option for families who can afford it. Others with means will often move to surrounding counties where public schools are generally better. Berry says if you didn't go to public schools, it probably colors your opinion.
You know, I started off in public schools. My sisters all went to public schools. You know, I mean, and the only time you didn't go to a public school is if you went to a Catholic school. And so those were the choices. And I think people who are not from Nashville go, wow.
Many candidates running for mayor attended private academies at some point, or their kids did. Even Berry's son wound up in a private high school, but she says she's retained a public school mentality. Are we saying someone from outside will act with more urgency? Berry says not exactly.
I think people who live here also, who are from here, want our public schools to be excellent. I just think that they are coming at this awesome sometimes with a different perspective because they've had a different experience.
At this point, Berry is anything but an outsider. Still, she's hoping that some of her background might appeal to newcomers looking for a mayoral candidate to get behind. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.